Alicia Dixon, hi.
Hi, how
are
you?
She comes in for a kiss and you go...
Oh, don't worry about it,
Sorry, I'm just...
I'm from Welling Garden, don't worry about it.
Elk sandwich.
How are you?
Really good.
You look amazing.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're really sweet.
Don't you look good?
You look... you have made a real effort, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah.
You mean my stylists and hairdressers really made an effort?
That's a compliment,
isn't it? I just sat there. Actually, I brought the shoes. I did make an effort.
They are bright.
They're very bright. Stella McCartney's, yes.
Very good.
Yes, I like a bit of pink.
Are you excited?
Very. I've been hanging out for 2 days, actually. So I've actually seen the show twice. And I can honestly say that the audience is in for a big treat. I think potentially one of the best Brits we've seen.
Really?
Yeah, I could honestly say that. For me, it's a stellar lineup.
What do you know,
You've
Alicia?
Got everything. What I know is that Take That are going futuristic.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud are looking fabulous, even before they was done up. And Coldplay, it sets the place on fire. Pet Shop Boys, a special, get the word right, Alicia, medley. Melody then, and a special guest, which is really exciting.
Two, we found out now.
Two, yes. And who else we got? You two. I mean, come on, what an amazing lineup. Amazing.
Is there any fire involved at any point? Because I'm looking at a screen now and I can see like a campfire type scenario.
Well, they're going for a whole outside inside theme. You've got lots of caravans and teepees and all sorts of
cows.
Farmyard animals, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there's any fire involved.
Oh. Becky was really excited about the fire. She's like, look, they're putting lighter fuel on the campfire.
Probably one of the most chilled out Brits I've ever been to. I don't know if that's because all the people that are here are really experienced and they've been here and done it before, but they are all still very nervous, which is lovely to see. Mm. You know, you speak into them and you think, oh, they'd be really complacent and casual, and actually, all the big bands are still really nervous and humble about the whole thing, which
and
is great.
And they're still sober.
And sober. Instead of, like, lots of beer everywhere, there's lots of little children running around, which is a big, big difference at the Brits, I think.
Yeah, I saw Take That with their kids earlier. It was really
so
sweet.
So cute, though.
Yeah. How much would we have to pay you, we want to know, to storm the stage later and cause a scene?
What, like Jarvis did?
Yeah.
I hated Jarvis for doing that.
Did
I'm sure everybody loved it, but I was so annoyed because I was a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd never be able to, you wouldn't be able to pay me anything to do that.
Oh. How about Becky wants one of those cows on stage? How much to nick a cardboard cow?
I'd do that for you.
Yes.
Nick a cow. I don't think anybody would notice that, would they?
What, if you walked out with a cow on your arm? No, no one would notice that, Alicia. That's right.
No, but they wouldn't mind. That would be nicer than bombarding someone's stage performance.
What's your dressing room like?
Really chilled, really cute.
What's in it?
Lots of chocolate and fruit and clothes and hair all over the floor and people and iPods and...
Hair all over the floor?
Well, because we cut my hair today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and people all over the floor?
People, you know, like hairdressers and makeup artists and glam squads and clothes, and it's all a festival of fun and pink and sparkles.
Amazing.
Very good. They haven't got to us yet, have they?
Typical girly dressing room, babe. Just a mess.
Amazing. Okay. Does it smell of hairspray and stuff?
It smells of, hairspray. Lots of it. It's really nice, actually.
What's on your rider, please?
I don't have one.
What?
Oh.
All I ordered today was snags and mash. Now, the menu is wicked. I've got to say, they've jazzed it up. They've gone for all these funky titles. You know, they're making bangers and mash sound really posh, but actually, it's the poshest bangers and mash I've ever had.
Why? What's it?
The onions was caramelised and the gravy. The gravy was really nice and the tomatoes were very placed. Nice big fat sausages, not those rubbish ones you get, like the real sausages. Yeah.
No chipolatas for her.
I had two of them yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Snags and mash twice, please. It's my third plate today. But the food is wicked. I've got to say, they always come on point with the food.
Okay. And what are you doing? You're working tonight, are you?
I've been doing a backstage show, which is going to go out a couple of nights later on ITV, Friday night. And it's me hanging out, being a nuisance, chatting to all the bands, seeing how they're feeling, and kind of giving people an insight into what goes on backstage.
Who have you had a chat to?
I've chatted to Chris Martin and the Pet Shop Boys. I'm going to talk to Girls Aloud in a minute.
Yep.
And,
Can you send them in here after?
Do you want me to tell them to come and see you?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll have a word.
Oh, you're nice.
I can't believe we're getting Alicia to do our work for us.
Yeah, but they won't... But the thing is, when I approach them, it's sort of cool, because they're like, oh, yeah, she's not going to come and ask us dodgy questions, so they sort of talk to me.
Well, like we would.
No, 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 no.
How that rude?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You're lovely. But no, I'll ask them to come in.
Who would then?
What's that?
Who would ask them dodgy questions?
Well, you know, when they do the press run and stuff, like some artists don't like to do that, do they? Because they don't like to talk.
Dermot O'Leary's next door. I think he might ask.
Yeah, is Dermot asked. Next door? Yeah. Bless.
Yeah. Well, she's off now.
No. Bye then. Oh, bye.
No. Oh, my God. It's like a reunion when you come to these events, though, isn't it? It's like everybody you've ever met in your whole time, in your whole career, is here.
It's really good fun.
It's quite scary.
Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having me.
The lovely Alicia Dixon,
Thanks,
everyone.
Guys.
It's Radio 1.